Cheers for inviting me back to your place. I'd love a brew, cheers. It's a nice place you've got. But fucking hell, if these crosses and statues of Mary, Jesus, angels and saints are fucking creeping me out. Oh, cheers for brew. Wasn't it that obvious your collection of religious items caught me eye? Is it just an interest for you, or... No, babe, I'm just wanting to get to know you better and understand who you are as a person. Thanks for trusting me with wanting to share more of yourself and your past with me. I am honoured. Wait, what? Like, I know you were your first relationship and first kiss, but wow. What about school sex ed? Why am I not surprised that the school you went to provided no sex ed? Oh no, that's some serious bullshit from your parents, telling you such sinful things as anatomy and sex should not be discussed, and that on your wedding night you'd understand, and your husband would know what to do, and you should be a good fucking wife and submit to him. Oh, babe, there's no need to be upset. I'm not angry at you. I'm angry for you that the people who you thought were a safe place to get information from failed you. It's not your fault, okay? You look like you need a hug after all that. Can you come here, please, so I can do just that? Feel better? Sure, I'll answer your questions. You know I'm an open book. Well, I do have a vested interest in wanting to give me partner's pleasure. Because there's nothing more fulfilling to me than seeing me partner lost in pleasure that I give him. But are you sure? Obviously, I'm not against the idea at all of teaching you and helping you discover yourself. I just don't want this to possibly be a snap decision that you might regret later. If you're sure, let's go somewhere more comfortable than standing in your living room if we're going to do out. What do I mean by anything? Well, whatever you're comfortable with us doing. Damn, we don't even have to do anything today if you don't really want to. Okay. Oh, we'll take this nice and slow, okay, baby girl. Just let me know if we need to stop. So, for everyone, there are erogenous zones. Areas of the body that help bring about arousal for the person because they are sensitive to stimulation. Though, what might work really well for one person might not be as arousing for another, if you get me. It's up to everyone to learn what arouses them the most, and everyone's different, and males and females have different erogenous areas. For women, the main ones are lips, ears, nape and back of the neck, breasts and nipples, lower back, clitoris, vagina, inner thigh. There's a few other erogenous zones for women too. Things like buttocks, lower abdomen, pubic area, wrists, scalp, behind the knees, the perineum, which is that space between your anus and your vagina. My opinion, the most underrated and underutilised thing a person can use is a simple kiss. No, I don't mean just a peck or a brief fumbling make-out. I mean a deep, lingering kiss that leaves you wanting, craving more. Like this. Then, to follow that kiss up, to heighten the desire and arousal, you can lightly, delicately kiss them on the lips again, like this. To add on to that, when breaking away from the kiss, lightly biting the person's lip and dragging it with you as you pull away, like this. Baby girl, I can see by the lust in your eyes and that adorable pink flush on your cheeks that you enjoyed that. As for what's next, my love, well, it'll be this. How does it feel when your lips just ever so slightly brushing up and down your neck? You feeling me nose running the length of your neck, as well as me beard and me moustache, tickling and scratching your chin, as well as me fingers just gently caressing the other side of your neck. Was that a moan I just heard? Is somebody enjoying themselves? Maybe we'd better change sides. Best not let the other side feel neglected, eh? No, I'm not going to bite you. Well, not today at any rate. We'll keep it for another time. You have to lead up to that and see if the other person wants it. Well, how to test the waters on biting is simple. You start by giving an open mouth kiss to the neck, and as you're withdrawing, you start to suck as well as scrape your teeth along the neck like this. I love that you're enjoying yourself with this, and your moans are just music to my ears. One last kiss on this side to even things up. Not without giving these cute little ears a bit of attention, eh? Let me just nibble and suck on them for a second. What I think's good about the ear being an erogenous zone is that not only can I stimulate it with my mouth, as I have done, but also I get nice and close and whisper like this. All the things I want to do to you, either right now or in the future. What I would like to happen, so we can continue exploring you, is for you to undress and sit in the middle of the bed for me. Good girl. God, you look absolutely breathtaking. No, don't hide yourself from me, please. Move those arms and hands and let me see you. Good girl. Now, I'm going to sit right behind you, you between me legs, and I'm going to wrap my legs around your legs and spread them just a bit for the minute. I'm also going to be guiding your hands along your body, helping to bring pleasure to yourself, if that's okay with you. Maybe I'll throw in the occasional neck kiss or two, seeing as you like that so much. No, baby girl, you don't go straight to fingering yourself, even though you might want to, and might feel like you're ready for that after what we've done. But trust me when I say you're not quite there just yet. We need to work up to that to maximise your own pleasure and enjoyment in the process. Oh, you're only resting your arm on your leg, and you have no idea what I was just speaking about, do you? You're just so precious, baby girl. And don't worry, I'll explain everything in time. But, back to my original point. Yeah, this should be enjoyable for you, and if it's not, you need to communicate that so things can change and make it pleasurable and enjoyable for you. So here, let me actually take hold of those wandering hands of yours and show you and tell you just what we're going to do. First, we're going to, with light touches, okay? So, let's run your fingertips from your side, from your hips, up to the side of your breasts. Do that a few times, just teasing you. Getting you aware of just how gentle, slight touches can elicit reactions from you. Then we're going to come in towards your breasts and just ever so slightly cup them. Slightly squeeze them. Yeah, just like that. Good girl. Now, we're going to drag our hands up towards your collarbone, making sure our hands drag over your nipples. Then, as soon as we do that, we're going to come back down and focus on them nipples. good girl. You're doing so well. So, when we drag your hand back down, you're going to leave your index finger just underneath them perky nipples. And when your thumb comes down to meet it, you're going to roll your nipple between them and bring your hands away from your breasts. Yeah, just like that, baby. What you can do, if you like, is keep repeating the things we've been doing. Or we can also try you grabbing your nipples with the fingertips of your thumb and index finger and just pinch and pull them away from you, like you just did. Okay, let's try that for a bit. Then, if you don't like that, you can go back to things you do like. Oh, baby, that got a really strong reaction out of you. Now, just remember, gentle pressure. You don't want your nipples to become sore now, okay? And don't be afraid to change things up either. Okay, princess? Oh, look at you go, baby girl. My hands are barely touching yours now. What was that, princess? You want more, huh? More what? Nah, I'm only teasing, princess. If you're sure that more is what you want, then more is what you're going to get. So, baby girl, we're going to take one of your hands, as the other can carry on playing with your breasts and nipples like we have been, and making sure to keep alternating between them both, yeah? So, we're going to again lightly run that hand down your body, down to the inside of your thighs, and just gently touch both of them. Tickles, doesn't it? That's okay. After that feeling goes, we can carry on doing it. It feels good, yeah? So, bring that hand up your thigh. Across your mound. And over to your other thigh. And we're going to do the same thing there for a bit, okay? Good. Good. Now, my squirmy girl, we're going to bring that hand that you've been teasing your thighs with back up your thigh and onto your vulva. You're doing so well here, sweetheart. You're looking a little nervous once I mentioned where your hand's going to be going. Are you okay with this? Do you want to continue? You sure? Okay. But you just let me know if it all gets too much and we can stop. Okay. Good girl. Now, remember, if something doesn't feel good, you tell me, okay, and we can do something else, change things up, yeah? Okay, so what we're going to do is tease you just a little bit longer. Oh, trust me, that feeling of frustration is normal. Let's get your legs open just a little bit wider to make this easier. I'll unhook my legs from yours. Plant your feet on the bed for me, and bring your feet as close to your bum as you can get. That's a good girl. Now, what we're going to do is run your index and middle finger lightly over each side of your labia majora, which are these two, for lack of a better term, lips that you see on the outside. Oh, someone likes that, do they? Well, baby girl, you did just. You let out a big gasp and moan, and then move your head back onto my shoulder. That's it. We're going to do that for just a little bit longer. No, babe, this isn't fingering, but we're getting to that real soon. You're doing so well for me. What we're going to do now is run your middle finger along your opening, from as far down as you can reach, all the way up to your clitoral hood, which is right at the top there, just at the bottom of the mons pubis. There we go, just like that. Princess, why are your cheeks redder than just before? And you shine away from me, what's wrong? Oh, baby, that's not you slightly peeing. No, that's your body letting out natural lubrication because you're aroused. It's perfectly normal and natural, and what we want to be happening, because it means you're enjoying yourself. So, now we're going to go up and down your slit a few times. Just like that. So, now we're back at the clitoral hood. What we're going to do is apply some pressure and let your finger slip onto the labia minora, which are like, just like the majora, just inside the majora. What we're going to do is stimulate your clitoris, which is one of the main erogenous points for women. It's a small nub that you can see and feel, and it's highly sensitive to touch, and very easy to stimulate. We're going to start with small, slow circles around it for a bit. Yes. Oh, just like that. Then we're going to speed up just a bit. To change things up if you want, you can go up and down or side to side, just rubbing your clit with your finger, just whatever works for you. Let's slide that finger away from the clitoris and slide it down to your vagina. Oh, baby girl, you're absolutely soaked. I can feel it on the finger that's guiding yours. So what you're going to do, you're going to insert that finger into your vagina. And what you could do is feel for a spot called the G-spot. It's just about an inch or so in that feels kind of raised and bumpy. And in a come-hither motion, you can rub up and down on it. But not today. I think that might just be a little much for you at this point. But you are going to insert and retract your finger into your vagina. Yes, fingering is so much more than just inserting and retracting your fingers. I'm going to take my soaked finger back up to your clit and play with that whilst you finger yourself, okay? Oh god, the noises you're making, just music to me fucking ears, baby. What is it that you want, princess? You want more, but you don't know how to get it, as you're feeling a little tension rising in your lower stomach that keeps building the more you do this. Good. To get that tension rising more, why don't you try adding in another finger? Or maybe rubbing faster? Or asking me to change the tempo of rubbing on your clit? No? You want one of my fingers in to help you? Okay, I'm going to match your pace. And I'm going to have my thumb circling your clit too. Fuck, baby girl. Oh, you're so wet and so tight. You feel amazing. And I love how responsive you are to the pleasure we're giving you. That's it. Keep doing that. Get to that edge and just let everything go. It's okay. I'm right here. I've got you. I can feel you're close to having an orgasm. I can tell by the way you're clenching down on with fingers. Oh, you're doing so well. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, shh. Shh, good girl. Oh, good girl, you did so well for me. I've got you. Move closer to me. That's it. Come sit in my lap and let me cuddle you. It's okay. Oh, it is a little intense, eh? I'm just going to stand up for a bit, because I'm going to get a warm cloth to clean you up. Then you need to go pee so you don't get any infections. And you're also going to get dressed in some comfy clothes, because while you're doing that, I'll order us some food. So, tell me what you'd like, and we'll eat that, and then snuggle in and watch some telly, okay? Good. Glad we agree on that plan. Mwah. Okay, princess. Mexican food it is.